So yes, praise God. It's something that we would start every church service or even Hope Alive event with. The way you would say it in the north in Uganda would be Kfor Lubang. It's just a way the Trolley tribe, so Pastor Carter and Winnie heard that a lot with us. But I have taken that personally as just a good reminder that everything that we say and everything that we do is to honor and to praise God. Amen. So we are here today to share about how God has been at work in Uganda through an organization called Hope Alive. But yeah, a little bit of information by way of introduction. I'm Matt Clark. This is my wife, Bianca. We are just very grateful to be able to be with you to share about Uganda. I became a Christian when I was very young. When I was 8 years old, I gave my life to Christ. By the time I was 12, God had called me into doing short-term missions. That was locally. It was after Hurricane Katrina, for all you elderly who remember that event. That was a national disaster, basically, and God called me and my family to go down to Biloxi, Mississippi and rebuild homes. And I just met God in a very powerful way in the mission field. And for a long time, I kind of just chased that relationship and that opportunity, which led us to going to Malawi, Africa, actually, when I was in high school, and subsequently to Uganda. My dad was invited to join the board of directors for Hope Alive. And in 22, we went to Uganda, or I went to Uganda for the first time to celebrate their 20th anniversary. And so when Bianca and I met each other, started dating, missions was a very important part of my life. And so I wanted to share that with her. We wanted to do something important together. So we went on mission to Haiti with our church at the time. So yeah, I'll pass it off to Bianca to give a little bit more about herself.
Sure. Yeah. So Matt said that he gave his life to Christ at a young age. I grew up in the church, but it wasn't until after college that I fully surrendered my life to Christ. But at that point, I immediately went on a mission trip a few months later, and I had met Matt at that point, God changed my life through that experience, and I knew that I wanted to give all of my hours to the Lord following that. And so in 2022, when Matt's father asked me if I would be willing to serve with Hope Alive, I didn't hesitate, and it has changed my life for the better. I am much richer for it. And you'll hear a little bit about that today. I hope you hear just how powerful and personal God is, and how he truly is a God on mission. He wants to bring everyone from all nations into his family. So with that, we have a passage we'd like to share.
So a little kind of Bible verse to be tying together the theme of this conversation is 2 Corinthians 5:20. It says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us." And so we see all throughout Scripture, right? All the way from the beginning in Genesis, we see a God who is involved, a God who is personal, a God who is seeking and searching the lost, a God who is, in a word, missional. God made his promise to all nations, to all peoples. God is working globally, right? We see through his promise to Abraham, and his promises fulfilled through Jesus in that. In Matthew, we see from Jesus that he was sending out his disciples not only to Jerusalem and Judea, but all the way to the ends of the world. And so from that, we can kind of draw a little bit of a model of how we want to be missional as well in the world, where we want to be impacting those around us right here in Charlottesville, right? Those nearby in the state of Virginia or in the United States, and how we want the gospel to spread throughout the world. God is not just at work here at home. God is at work everywhere with people who look and act like us, who grew up with iPhones and iPads, and he's at work with people who didn't grow up with the same blessings that we get to experience here in America. God is changing lives everywhere. And so God has drawn us to be connected together as a church, to find that commonality in Christ, that unity of the body of Christ, and to find his love, to see his love binding us together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, in nations and in backgrounds that don't necessarily match our own. So we're gonna open it in prayer, and Bianca is gonna share a few of the stories of people who may have had a bit different background than we do, but have seen Christ's love, and we have experienced Christ's love through them. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the ways that you have been at work in our lives. We thank you for your mighty and powerful hands. God, you are a God who is worthy of our praise, and there is nothing else that is worthy of our praise. So God, we just pray for the opportunity to share the testimonies of how you have been at work. God, we pray for, just your Holy Spirit to be moving hearts and minds this morning. May Bianca and I just be a conduit through which you speak this morning. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. So now we'll dive into this ministry that is very dear to us. Hope Alive is a Christian child sponsorship organization in Uganda. But what sets us apart is that we are truly focused on the whole family. So when a student is enrolled in our organization, we pay for their school fees. And they are matched with a mentor. And this mentor not only disciples the student, but that mentor goes to the homes, to the huts, and understands the situations that those children are in. And sometimes that's going to include domestic violence or food insecurity, often poor hygiene, because of lack of medical care. In Uganda, it's important to know that education is costly. To send a student to school for one term, which is 3 months of school, is about four times the cost of rent. That is simply not sustainable for families who are living in material poverty. And in Uganda, 57% of Ugandans experience what we call multidimensional poverty. And that means they lack basic things like education, healthcare, and proper living conditions. So as an organization, we seek out the neediest of the needy. These are going to be families who struggle to eat even once a week. As I mentioned, it's going to have families that are experiencing some sort of domestic violence, disruptions, abandonment. And it's into these situations that our staff and our mentors, they enter into. I really appreciated when Winnie came to Uganda. She said, I really understood how important it was to have a mentor, to be mentored. I understood that in my head, but it wasn't until I got there that I really saw how these mentors are having lifelong and deep impact in their lives. So what happens when a child is sponsored with us? This is Mary. When Mary was first connected with Hope Alive in 2006, life was really hard. As a young girl, while other children played or went to school, she helped her mom search for food. Their grocery store was the trash pits and garbage bins in the neighborhood. And when they found something that was edible, they would wait until Wednesday to eat it, just so they could have enough strength to make it through the week. In her own words, Mary said, "Hunger was not an occasional visitor, it was our constant companion." But God saw Mary. And through Hope Alive, she was connected with a sponsor, which meant she could go to school. Hope Alive pays for all of her school fees. she had the opportunity to learn and grow and start imagining a different future for herself. But it didn't stop with education. Through the support of the site staff and mentors, Mary started to experience hope for the first time. She grew in confidence, and she gained an understanding that she was known and loved by God. She experienced discipleship. Her story is a reminder that God meets people in all situations. And at times, he does that through people who are willing to stop in their tracks and say yes. This is Mary today. Isn't she beautiful? She has become a very dear friend of mine, and she is now a mentor at Hope Alive. Why did she choose to become a mentor? She said she remembers what it felt like to be a young girl, desperate, helpless, unsure. She said she needed guidance, yearned for someone to tell her that life could be different. She wanted someone to show her how to navigate the changes of being a teenager, how to handle life as a girl in a difficult world, and how to believe in herself. And now that's what she's doing for the young girls at Hope Alive. This story is common in Hope Alive. Many of our students have chosen to become mentors and to pour into the lives of the new students that have been enrolled in recent years. And that's what's sustainable about Hope Alive, and I'm grateful for that. Another thing that I especially appreciate is child sponsorship does not just benefit the child, but it benefits the whole family. This is Juliet, also known as Mama Elijah. So her son is Elijah, and when we often talk with the parents or caregivers, we'll call them by their child's name. So she is spoken of as Mama Elijah. And when Elijah was enrolled in 2021, that's when he was enrolled. Juliet is a widow. She is a mother of four, and she is unable to use her legs. So when we met her, she would physically crawl to using her arms to the huts nearby so she could collect the clothing from her neighbors and wash them and to make some money to care for her family. And so when we met her, we wanted to invest not only in her son, but in her. And she desperately loves her children, and she wanted to see all four of them go to school. In Hope Alive, we typically enroll one student of a family, and the reason that we do that is because of this impact that we are able to have in the family, where if we were to sponsor two in one family, or three in one family, or all eight of the students in that family, then we are missing that impact in the lives of other families. And this story, as we continue on, Elijah was gifted $50 for Christmas from his sponsor. And he, of course, was able to choose what he would like with that money, but $50 is very significant in Uganda. So our mentor encouraged the family, Mama Elijah, why don't you take some of this and purchase a pig? And she purchased that pig and eventually sold it for her to buy a knitting machine. And so now she has enough business where she sends her other three kids to school. She said to us, it's through you that I was able to start my business, and now I can pay school fees for my other children. I'm starting to see my dream come true. And that's what sponsorship does. It doesn't just touch the child, but it touches the entire family. So how does all of this happen? Hope Alive's ministry philosophy is supporting fragile families to flourish in the love of Jesus. So as I said earlier, when a child is enrolled, they're paired with a mentor. These mentors are chosen through relationships with Bible teaching churches in our local community. So we are able to identify strong believers who are going to visit the children monthly. So while they are there visiting the student, they are evaluating the situation that the family is in, and they will report back to staff. And when the staff hears this need, they will typically have a program for the caregivers. We've done many trainings on domestic violence. We've done trainings on hygiene for the students. When you live in very rural conditions and you see the cycle of poverty, there's a lack of information. You're unaware that people do things differently and that there is a different way. So in every program that we do, the gospel is always shared. So we're always presenting wisdom and guidance through the lens of the Bible. And with that, we try to continue to do very practical trainings, which also include our community savings group. So across our sites, caregivers, alumni, mentors, they are forming groups where they get together and they save small amounts of money. It's not much at first, but it adds up. And this one mom, she said, "I didn't know I had anything to save until I joined this group. Now I'm saving every week and building a better future for my family." So that saved money goes into a fund. And so when somebody has a need or has an idea for a small business, they will choose to loan out some of the money, and then they're able to pay it back with interest. But that interest is exponentially lower than if they had gone to a bank. The banks there really extort their clients. So it's a very safe way to save money and to even make money off of interest. And so here's an example of one of our mentors, mentor Jacent. She took out a small loan, started a shop in a nearby town, worked hard, she paid it back, and now she has a second shop. And this is just one example of the many stories from the community savings groups. We've moved on to, we have five locations.
So, Hope Alive. We have served in four locations historically, in the north, in Koro, also near Gulu, in the central, Kampala, is the oldest site, Masaka and Chabakuza in the south are slightly more recent, and the newest site, which we actually got to celebrate opening this year in January, is the Coach Lee site. And each of these sites have their own story, their own history. Uganda is a country that's been torn by civil war. Some of you may remember the Kony 2012 things on Facebook and such. But the people of the north, the Acholi, were displaced because of this war. They ended up living in slums in Kampala. And that's where Catherine Kuhn, the founder of Hope Alive, met them. So she started Hope Alive in Kampala. As the war ended, her heart stayed with the Acholi people, who were able to go back to their homes in Gulu, but also spread to the rest of Uganda in Masaka and Chabakuza. So that's a little bit of just the history of Hope Alive and the sites. Coach Lee actually is the site of Goro Baptist Church, where Pastor Carter got to preach one Sunday morning. And so that's sort of in a rural spot. I was impressed that Pastor Carter was able to keep his dress cues nice and clean, because we were basically walking on a dirt path next to a creek, ditch creek kind of thing. And I guess Carter's used to just having to keep himself clean, because I walked back, I was messy, I was dirty. But Pastor Carter, like in his Sunday best, was able to go and preach and love on them. And that has started a partnership. I don't know if Pastor Carter knows, but he has pastors in Coro, in Coach Lee, that pray for him on a regular basis. The partnership that started because he said yes to the Lord and went on this mission trip has begun a relationship, a connection between these brothers and sisters in Christ. And so Hope Alive is one of many ways of being able to be connected with those who have a different cultural background than we do. One of the things I think that has been very beneficial for Bianca and I is when we go to Uganda, they have such a different cultural context that they are looking at the world through that it helps to strip away our cultural view of God. When we go to Coach Lee or when we go to Masaka, the opportunity to see God and see his word without the lens of our culture is hugely impactful. It's something that words cannot describe. It's something that's so refreshing. It's so invigorating to know that there is a God who is bigger than this cultural moment. There is a God that is bigger than our country, that we can go and we can learn from. There are Christians over there who live out faith in a way that would blow your mind. Women who live out the widow's mite, who give their last penny to the church and have the faith to say, God, you will take care of me. You will take care of my family. And when they come to Hope Alive, that is most of their circumstances. There is nothing that they can fall back on. There is no financial support. There is barely any communal support. They are at their last chance, and all they have to say is, God, I trust you. You will lead this. Aunt Jacent, Mama Elijah, even Mary, these are friends to us. These are brothers and sisters that we have the opportunity to have a closer relationship to than even some of our friends here in America, because of the way that God has knit us together by our love for him. And so the most recent opportunity to join to partner with Hope Alive was when we opened this new Coach Lee site. Bianca, in her role as communications manager, as a volunteer, opened the opportunity for 50 sponsors here in the United States. It actually turned out to be 53, to choose to support students that they had never met. In fact, when we were starting, or when Bianca was starting this I Choose You campaign, we didn't even know who these students were going to be. She was coming to donors here in America. She was working with Caleb, who is the executive director, and other volunteers, and saying, there is a need in Coach Lee. We want to meet that need. We want to have a site, but we don't want to wait for the site to be built before we can start blessing these students. So let's find donors here in America to join and partner with these new students so that these children can have the changed lives through God and through his work and Hope Alive that we have seen in the other sites. So this is where people in America said yes to the I Choose You. In fact, Pastor Carter and Winnie said yes to choosing to sponsor a student that they didn't know. They didn't have a picture of. They didn't know what the child's name was going to be. But they trusted God. They said yes. And so again, part of the launching of the site in Coach Lee was an opportunity for these students to take a step in having control over their lives, to choose their sponsors. So The opportunity, it was a big day. It was a big event. Ugandans are very relational. So we had a time of praise and of worship. So we do worship here in America pretty well. Everybody kind of stays in their spot and we sway a little bit and maybe some raise some hands. But in Uganda, there is a time of praise. There is a time of clapping. We worship God by saying all of his names, all of his attributes, just really loud. And there's a lot of energy. You are sweating by the time that phrase is done. So you got to have praise and worship, and then you've got to have introductions. And because there were foreign visitors, you know, the introductions included, this is Matt. He is the wife of Bianca. They have been married for 6 years. They don't have children. They're children of these. And it goes on and on. And church service can last 6 hours because of these kinds of things. But the I Choose You program was led by the Americans, so we kind of kept things moving along a little bit more. And so while all of this was going on, we were sticking the pictures of the sponsors on the wall. And you can kind of see them here. They were just up there while the students were sat down on one side and the caregivers were on the other side. And Aunt Carol, who is the director, sorry, we call all the elders, the aunts and uncles. And so the director, the manager of the entire sort of Hope Alive project in Uganda gave a charge to the caregivers. Caleb encouraged the students, and they were given the opportunity to select their sponsors. And this was a huge opportunity again for these students, these children who had been told no so many times in their lives, who had thought that they had one path into poverty, to begin to make the choice to seek God and to follow his blessing. And so they chose their sponsors, and the sponsored student for Pastor Carter and Winnie is Samuel. He's a bright, energetic boy with aspirations to be a pastor, right? So this is a very
good match.
Yes, very good.
God ordained.
Most of the students really did a lot of selection based off of smiles. Like, did you look good? Were you smiling? Samuel, I think, was a little bit wiser. He said, "Ah, this is a married couple. And I want to be married one day, so I should be sponsored by a married couple."
In Uganda, they often don't see marriages that are between one man and one woman, a lifelong partnership. Polygamy is very prevalent in Uganda, and they experience the hardships and the brokenness of that often. And so there were a handful of students, when they saw a husband and wife together, that stood out to them, and that was something that they wanted to learn from.
Yeah, so it was, again, a wonderful opportunity to see personalities of these young, soon-to-be students. Again, these are children who their parents were not able to pay for their school fees, and so the teachers of these private schools that they would try to get into would basically shoo them away with sticks and would basically embarrass them in front of all of their peers because they did not have the opportunity to pay for their school fees, which, yeah, just a very heartbreaking thing to hear, but also just the hope that comes through the sponsorships, the hope that these children and their parents and their communities have. Hope Alive is a Christian organization. One of the requirements that Hope Alive puts to the community is you need to have a church. You need to have a regular opportunity for their children and their parents to attend. And Coach Lee was an area that did not have a born-again church. So part of Hope Alive coming to Coach Lee was the beginning of Goro Baptist Church. A born-again community of believers were planted alongside this site that Hope Alive has, so that together they can partner in breaking the cycle of poverty in these students' lives. So Bianca's going to give us a little bit more information about ongoing opportunities, I think, through Hope Alive.
Sure. We've done that twice now. You've heard a lot today, and you might be thinking, what do I do with this information? And I would just ask from me personally, would you consider praying for us this week? Just make a commitment to remember us and to pray for our staff and for our mentors. Pray for their strength. Pray for God's wisdom. These are really painful situations that they are walking into. The founder of Hope Alive, when we went all those years ago in 2022, she was there and she was talking with the site staff and mentors, and she said to them something very profound. She said, "You have to live with a broken heart. That's your role." And so please be praying for them, because of course it is natural for them to grow weary. But they are incredible men and women who love the Lord and who are standing on his word. Please pray for those precious students and their families. Pray for breakthrough, transformation in their lives. And then, of course, just we are a nonprofit organization. Pray for the financial needs that we have, for God to just stir in the hearts of people for us to continue on in his work. I wanted to let you know, back behind you, there's a table where we have our newsletter. We try to keep our newsletter monthly, once a month. Every now and then we have a campaign, and then maybe you'll get two or three emails a month. But we really try not to bombard inboxes. We want to share about how God is at work in Uganda. And speaking of campaigns, our next one is going to be our third annual Walk in Their Shoes. This is a 5.1K. You might be asking, why is it 5.1, not just a 5K? Ugandans walk an average of 5.1 kilometers to school and back every day. It's a hard walk, but they do it joyfully because it means that they get to go to school, and these kids want to go to school. So as a church, we are going to be walking on April 19th. You guys are welcome to join us, or if you guys might be interested in just having a walk here afterwards at the same time, in, you know, solidarity, the goal is to raise awareness for Hope Alive and funds as well. So that is our upcoming event. We'll be having ice cream at 3:30 and Short Pump, if you guys want to join. And you've heard a lot today. If you guys feel moved in any way to sponsor a child, please do. If you say, oh, that's a little bit of a commitment, but I appreciate the ministry and I'd like to support it, you could also give a one-time donation. But really, your prayers and your willingness to listen, thank you so much. Please, don't hesitate to reach out to us, ask us questions. In fact, we are going to hopefully be returning to Uganda next year. So if that's something that you might be interested in, please reach out to Pastor Carter. We would love for you guys to join our team. Yeah. That was all we got for you today. Do you guys have any questions for us?